Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And as we close the week, there's news about the newest disease, and that's the one we mentioned last week, Schmallenberg virus, which has hit our sheep flocks in the southern counties of England. It's caused deformities in stillborn lambs at the start of the lambing season, and the extent of the disease beyond the 32 cases so far confirmed is unknown. But now there's news of the first case being identified in cattle. Some vets are now worried that it's only the tip of the iceberg and that now it's on mainland Britain. The midges, which spread the disease, could cause widespread damage later this year. But for now, my guest is our man not only at the ringside, but also with bulls in the ring this year at Stirling. John Scott from Fern Farm with his thoughts on the famous Perth at Stirling bull sales this week.
Yes, Richard, we went travel down on Saturday, get the bulls settled in. Sunday, the inspection to make sure the bulls are all fine. That's always a nervous time. And then Monday, we had a show where we got 2 seconds, a fourth and a fifth, and a reserve pair. And then Tuesday, got the sale, and it went really well. Delighted. We averaged just under 6,000 for the six bulls we had there, and topped at 9,500, which was the fifth top price in the sale. But it's been a long time in the planning those bulls. Those bulls would have been conceived in the summer of 2009, so it takes a long time to get them there to get to sale. And there have been years when we've gone down there and come home with the bulls and not managed to sell them. So you've got to look at the whole thing and average over a number of years rather than just 1 year.
So a successful week, but just tell us about Shorthorns. They seem to be the breed of the moment, don't they?
Yeah, well, there are two reasons for that. One being the drive towards getting an efficient suckler cow that lasts for a long time, being quiet and with plenty of milk, able to withstand tough winters and really a good doing cow. And the other thing that's been helping us this year is Morrison's have got a traditional beef scheme on the go, with any traditional breed getting a 10 pence per kilo premium, whereas the Shorthorn will get 20 pence a kilo. And that certainly brought new buyers into the breed, and the beef that the Morrison are selling is really top notch from that scheme.
And more from John next week on that premium scheme for cattle. And finally, Rod McKenzie's called us to say that the Black Isle ploughing match is definitely on tomorrow, with about 80 tractors ploughing on the day. Do get along to Findon Farm at Colbokey, 9:30 sees the start of the action. But that's it from me for today. Whatever you're doing this weekend, do have a good one. I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.